You see videos of it all the time on social media from across Mexico, scenes of gunfire erupting. In this one, recorded on a cell phone earlier this month, parents with young children at a basketball court run for cover. Others sprawl flat on the ground to avoid bullets. The firefight took place in the central state of Guanajuato between local police and suspected cartel gunmen. Another shows a clash between Mexico's military, state police, and an organized crime group in the southern state, Michoacán. And this is the sound of a large group of men in camouflage proudly showing off their firepower on video. Their uniforms carry the initials of a violent drug cartel. As Mexico copes with gunfights on its streets, the government is waging a legal battle in a U.S. courtroom. In the lawsuit, Mexico accuses U.S. gunmakers of, quote, persistently providing a torrent of guns to drug cartels, and estimates 500,000 guns are smuggled south of the border every year.
We are sure that we have a very strong case that will set a very big precedent.
Mauricio Ibarra Ponce de León is the Mexican consul general in El Paso, which borders Juarez, a city that has experienced plenty of gun violence. Mexico's government accuses gunmakers of actively marketing military-style weapons, including
the Barrett rifle, 50-caliber Barrett rifle. Just in a few years, it damaged 15 military aircraft, costing the Mexican government over $40 million. No?
According to Mexico's lawsuit, gunmakers are, quote, willing participants reaping profits from the criminal markets they knowingly supply.
Because they market them so that they are appealing to the criminal organizations. They market them with names such as El Jefe. No, they engrave them with figures such as Emiliano Zapata.
Zapata, the Mexican revolutionary leader, is among those featured on so-called super pistols investigators say are prized by cartel bosses. This month, gun manufacturers responded in court by asking the judge to dismiss the lawsuit, saying Mexico fails to show, quote, the manufacturer's business practices are the cause of injuries inflicted by Mexican drug cartels, and that Mexico's government cannot sue for alleged harms on behalf of other victims.
You see the wars happening on a daily basis on the other side of the border.
Victor Avila saw the consequences of cartel firepower in Mexico firsthand as a U.S. federal agent for Homeland Security investigations.
And it all has to do with the weapons. As you know, it's illegal to bear arms in Mexico, yet the cartel freely does it.
Back in 2011, he and fellow agent Jaime Zapata were ambushed by cartel gunmen in central Mexico. Zapata died during the attack. Avila writes about his experience in the new book, Agent Under Fire.
I no longer refer to them as drug cartels because they're not just that. They have become, in my eyes, and I write about it in my book, foreign terrorist organizations. They've terrorized the country of Mexico.
Avila says the AK-47s fired at him and his partner were sold in Texas. Still, he says he does not think Mexico's lawsuit against U.S. gunmakers is the answer to reducing bloodshed.
Their focus should be shifted on the cartels themselves.
Mexico's government says fighting cross-border criminal organizations is a shared responsibility with the U.S., whether it involves drugs or arms trafficking.
The guns that go south of the border are directly connected to the drugs that are brought into the United States.
Yeva Yusonite is a Brown University professor who researches gun violence in Mexico.
We can't really understand the U.S. as separate from Mexico when we think about the regional economy of violence.
Sometimes that violence includes guns in Mexico pointed toward the U.S. This year, Border Patrol agents in California and Texas have come under fire. In one incident this summer, an agent in El Paso had to take cover after a gunman in Mexico fired 20 rounds from a rifle. I'm Angela Cocherigan, El Paso.